Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
Two goals from Griffin Erdman. He scored first and he scored last. And the Blackhawks, with some others scoring in between, those two goals would have been enough. Although the second one was an empty netter and would not have come about without some others scoring. The Hawks hold the Dubuque Fighting Saints to 1 and win on Friday night 4-1 against the Fighting Saints. A road victory in their last game away from Young Arena during the regular season. Let's tell you about it in specific terms with our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The Hawks took the lead with the only goal in the first period. Garrett Brown goes back to retrieve it. Ahead of Cornforth for Baker. Hands it off. Erdman out to center. 2-on-2 with Hillman. Gives to Hillman. Now 1-on-1. Hillman against Dick for Erdman. Jumping into the rush. He scores a backhander as Erdman gets a shot away on the return pass from Miles Hillman. And here come the Hawks with the game's first goal at 6:53 of the first period. Erdman's 17th of the season, assisted by Miles Hillman and Owen Baker at 6:53. And the Hawks were off and running. Most of the second period would be played with a 1-1 score, however. Dubuque tied the game 4:04 into the second, getting a tally from Ryan Saint-Louis from the right wing circle. Puck came out of the corner on the opposite side after Fisher Scott had pinched up from his spot at the blue line, brought it out of the corner, got the puck into the goal mouth. It was helped along by James Reeder and then came to Saint-Louis in the right circle, who lifted it into an open side. Saint-Louis assisted by Reeder and Scott at 4:04, making it 1-1. But the Blackhawks would retake the lead before the second period was over. Shifsky wins the draw back to Renzel. Right point shooting. Deflects. Bouncing puck in the slot. There's a Blackhawk player down. That Shifsky. Shot in front. Brown scores! Caden Brown puts one up over the shoulder of Bronman and in and gives the Blackhawks a 2-1 lead. Shifsky did get back up and he goes to celebrate after being down on the ice. The Blackhawk captain looks to be okay as Caden Brown capitalizes between the circles. Seventh goal of the season for Caden Brown. Unofficially, an assist to Patrick Geary, who took a shot that led to a block, and then the puck came to Brown. 17:49, the time of the goal, and that would ultimately prove to be the game winner. The Hawks added a couple of insurance goals in the third, the first of them 5 minutes and 39 seconds out of intermission. Stepping into the corner, O'Connell got it free for Thorson. Sharp angled chance, deflects through the crease back to Matika, right point. Matika for Chally, shoots from the high slot, he scores! It goes off of Bronman and in, and here come the Hawks on a goal by Kennedy Chally. It's 3-1, a multi-goal lead for Waterloo for the first time at 5:39 of period number three. Chally's eighth of the season, assisted by Mikko Matika and Gavin Thorson at 5:39. The Blackhawks with a multi-goal lead from that point on the rest of the way. Had a chance to put the game away with a minute and 33 seconds of 5-on-3 power play time around the midpoint of the period. Could not add anything to the lead, but Dubuque not able to get anything in their column either as the minutes ticked down, and eventually they lifted Marcus Bronman with just under 4 minutes left to play, and Waterloo would score an empty net goal with a little bit more than 2 minutes showing on the third period clock. Swatted at, not out, picked up by Baker, though he turns out to center with Erdman. Erdman eyes the empty net and scores his second of the game into an open goal. Griffin Erdman makes it 4-1 Waterloo. 18th of the season and second of the game for Erdman, the empty netter, just the sixth empty net goal that the Blackhawks have scored this season. 40 wins for Waterloo, only six empty net goals. So that says something about Waterloo playing some very close games. A lot of overtime wins, no empty netters in those, and some big wins where the opposing team had no incentive to try to lift their goaltender. But Erdman from Baker, the empty netter at 17:56 for a 4-1 score, and that was the final. Waterloo 0-for-3 on the power play, Dubuque 0-for-1. The Hawks outshot the Fighting Saints in every period, including 17-6 in the third, and for the game, 48-23, the final shots in favor of Waterloo. Emmett Crotto, the win. Number 18 this season and number 41 in his USHL regular season career. He stopped 22 of 23. The loss to Marcus Bronman. He stopped 44 of 47 that he faced, plus the empty netter for the 48th Blackhawks shot. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Seed your lawn, feed your lawn, stop crabgrass before it starts. Whatever you need for a green start this spring, it's available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, including lawn food, weed and feed, and more. Stop in and see Ted and his staff. There to help at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Blackhawks pick up a win on the final Friday. They stay in second place in the USHL Western Conference by topping the Dubuque Fighting Saints 4-1.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.